You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
You are tuned back into The Wire, where Sam now will be revealing an interview.
Yes, indeed. Disagreement is brewing in the Labour Party over the arrival of former Alliance MP Willie Jackson. Jackson will be a candidate on the list for Labour during this year's election after it was believed he was going to run for the Māori Party in Tāmaki Makaurau. However, Jackson's arrival has not been welcomed by all. Many Labour supporters are against his candidacy due to comments he made about sexual assault victims during the Roastbusters scandal, while Labour MP Poto Williams has come out saying she cannot in good conscience support Jackson. Well, earlier I spoke to political commentator Bryce Edwards about Jackson and Labour, and I began by asking him why he thinks Labour has averted a crisis in the Māori seats with Jackson's return.
Well, I guess what I wrote on Friday was about how there's been a strengthening of the Mana Māori Party alliance in the Māori electorates, and they're looking to pull together and have a non-aggression pact, essentially where they don't stand against each other in the Māori seats, which could have seen them do very well and take the seats off Labour. Obviously, fast-forwarding to Tuesday today, I'd say there's probably a bigger crisis in the Labour Party over the Willie Jackson issue, and that's all about his suitability to be a candidate and MP for Labour. But certainly, the reason he was brought in by Labour, by Andrew Little, was to, I guess, kneecap the Māori Party, because Willie Jackson had been about to stand for the Māori Party in the Auckland seat of Tāmaki Makaurau, and I think he would have won that. And that would have been a major boost for the Māori Party, and it would have created a sense of momentum for the Māori Party and perhaps Mana Party to, start winning those other seats back off the off Labour Party.
Do you think this is now a divided Labour, especially after the Poto Williams comments?
Yes, absolutely. So what we've had with Willie Jackson is that he's become a lightning rod, I think, for some quite deep divisions within the Labour Party. So it's not just about Willie Jackson, it's about bigger things. The fact is that Willie Jackson is someone that many in the Labour Party and the wider left object to and think that he's has the wrong values, the wrong background for standing in the election. But also, it's because there's this ongoing division, I believe, within the Labour Party, between really the left of the party, those that are focused on returning the party to a kind of social democracy or focus on class and economics, and those in the party that are more, I guess, social liberal, that are focused on, I guess, social liberal reforms. Maybe they might be categorised as politically correct or identity politics. And there's a clash between those two groups that has mostly been papered over the last 2 years under Andrew Little. He's managed to unify the party. He's managed to get those divisions, made invisible, but they are still there. And Andrew Little has mostly managed to reorientate the Labour Party back towards a more social democratic approach that's focused more on housing, education, healthcare, economic inequality, away from those kind of social liberal concerns that I guess their detractors would see as social engineering. But there's a lot in the party that aren't so happy with that direction, but they've had nothing really to complain about directly. There's been no one event that's come up that's allowed them to revolt about. And then Willie Jackson comes along, and yes, that's suddenly this lightning rod for that unhappiness about where Labour's going.
What do you think the Māori Party will make of this?
Oh, the Māori Party, I think, are unhappy to lose Willie Jackson, and I think they will see this, or at least initially they saw this as a blow to them, because they were wanting to run Willie Jackson in Auckland, but they're probably a bit more happier about it now that there's been such controversy over the weekend and such a backlash over Willie Jackson's candidacy, and that they're probably taking some glee in what's happened with Willie Jackson, because they probably see him as a turncoat, or being a bit deceptive, and they might be quite happy that he's gone, I think.
He's not seriously a loyal Labour member, do you think? He's more of a waka jumper.
I think it's arguable about the waka jumper label. It's certainly the case that he shifted a lot over the years in terms of his political alliances and allegiances. And yes, he used to be an alliance MP. He argues that he hasn't joined any parties since the alliance days, that he never joined the Mana Party or the Māori Party. But yes, he certainly has changed his colours from time to time. And it is a bit surprising to see him wanting to be part of the Labour Party, because there's been certainly lots of instances in the last, you know, 5, maybe 10 years of him being incredibly critical towards Labour. So you do have to wonder how good that fit is between him. But I think he's been promised by Andrew Little, you know, a good deal, and that's probably highly attractive to Willie Jackson, who I think really does want to be back in Parliament.
Do you think he deserves his high spot on the list? I mean, isn't this more a slap in the face to those other Labour MPs or members who he's pretty much just leapfrogged?
Yeah, it's a hard one to comment on. There's always going to be internal party differences of opinion about who deserves places. And, yeah, you've got to be sympathetic to all those other MPs or candidates that have worked hard, and suddenly some flash Harry comes in and jumps the queue.
Hmm.
But, of course, I would have thought that anyone in Labour should be concentrating on what is best for their party, and deciding on that basis about whether Willie Jackson should be given a high slot. And they might have a lot of good reason for not giving him a high slot on that, on those terms. They might think he's bad for the party. But I think, you know, parties like Labour, especially when they're only 25-28% in the polls, haven't really got a lot of room for worrying about egos and you know, who's worked the hardest. They really just have to bring in the people that are going to turn those polls around. Whether Willie Jackson can do that or not is up to question, I guess.
So just finally, what are some of his qualities which will be good for Labour, do you think?
Willie Jackson is obviously an experienced politician. He's got a lot of experience in the media, in Māoridom, in running businesses. So, you know, obviously any political party would be advantaged by having someone with that experience. But, of course, he comes with a lot of baggage as well, and that's what we're really hearing a lot about over the last few days. And, you know, some of that baggage is pretty negative. But, you know, he's a good communicator. And I think he, in particular, what attracts Andrew Little to him is that he's kind of a straight talker and can probably resonate with a lot of Māori and Pacific Islanders and Pākehā in South Auckland and out in, you know, the rest of New Zealand, who, I guess, like elsewhere in the world, are looking around for a populist figure who is one of them. And that's what we've seen with the Trump and other, you know, populist revival around the world. And so Andrew Little, I think, is looking for his own, you know, sort of populist to bring in. But, yeah, as I said, there's so much negative baggage that goes along with Willie Jackson. I think they'll be reassessing whether it's worth it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.